Thank you. Did you have a good break? I'm trying to make sure this thing keep falling down. So, okay. Can you hear me? Okay. I thought today, well, can you believe that Thanksgiving is coming around soon? This Thanksgiving is very early this year. And I thought I would talk about, as we go into Thanksgiving and the holiday season, talking about the practice of cultivating gratitude. And some people think of cultivating gratitude as kind of like a side practice. It's nice to be grateful, so we do that. But like, well, I also really want to be enlightened. So what is it that's going on? Actually, cultivating gratitude is really about cultivating this total awareness in chant practice. If we are not aware of everything that is going on, it is quite difficult for us to be truly grateful. To put it the other way, when we are not aware of what's going on, when we do not cultivate this total clear awareness of the body, mind, and everything around us, we perpetuate the habit of taking things for granted. What do I mean by cultivating this total awareness of what's going on? What we usually do is we pay attention to what is the problem, right? That's a problem, I need to fix it. You walk into a room, it's like, there's a mess over there. I need to go and clean that up. And that's the only thing we notice. We don't notice the rest of the room is clean and tidy. Right. Or we go to, we eat a meal, we notice maybe like someone put a little bit too much salt in one of the dishes. Ooh, this is so salty. It's like, that's horrible, that's all we can focus on. And then we don't notice the rest of the meal, other dishes. Good. So, we have this habit of overlooking all the things that are working. Because they are working, they become invisible to us. Think about it, you go home, maybe someone home that cooks a meal, it's like there's food on the table, or someone already cleaned the house, did the laundry. It's done. It's invisible to us. It's like magic. Someone, it just got done. Of course, it's because someone did a lot of work to make that happen. And we don't remember that. We don't notice that. We will notice that, someone fixed the meal too late. Now I'm late for my thing now. Now I'm upset. What should we do? How do we fix this? And so you can see that when we do not cultivate this total awareness of everything that's going on, including that which is working, which tends to be invisible to us, we then develop this habit of taking many things in our life for granted instead of remembering to be grateful for it. And maybe in addition to that, cultivate this habit of complaining. I'm always complaining, this is not working. That's, we only focus on all the things that we have noticed that's not working. And what happens is that we create this distorted view of our life and the world. all we see and pay attention to are the things that are not working. And then so we come to this conclusion, people are horrible, and the world is a mess, and my life is horrible, nothing's working. And then we can go through life with this very negative view. That might motivate us to try to escape. Oh, the world is a mess, other people are just, they have all problems, like I just want to get away from them. Or getting into the mode of trying to fix everything. Everyone is a problem. There's a problem, that's a problem, they're all problems. We only see problems. We can only see the problem part about that person. All problems. And failing to see that, actually, a lot of time, they're fine. And we do the same thing to ourselves. We only see problem. So, of course, we're conditioned to focus on what does not work in our education system. We were touching on that earlier already. The tendency to think that, okay, here's a problem, there's a project. What do I do to fix this, to get to the goal? And we are very much conditioned to view the world, view ourselves, view our situation this way. So first is to notice this conditioning, to notice this habit of focusing on what we consider to be problematic, what we consider to be not working, and then thinking about our role as having to fix the problem, solve the problem. Doesn't mean that we don't solve problem, but we can overdo it. We can overdo it. We can think, it can get us to think that everything is a problem. And failing to see that most things actually seems to be working quite well. And so how do we go about practicing, cultivating this total awareness by cultivating gratitude? Well, we can start with ourselves. So, I don't know how many of you have this experience practicing with our, cultivating the total awareness of our body. How many of you had this experience when you were having some pain, physical discomfort in your body, and that's all you can think of, anyone? Like, is it? Oh, it's a pain, this pain, and you just try to get out of it. And horrible. And now, that pain is there. So we're not talking about pretending that it's not there. But is your body only the pain? Is that all? Is the body just that pain? Is your heart beating? Hope so, because I believe all your hearts are still beating, because otherwise you're not here. Your lungs still breathing air for you? Taking in oxygen, breathing out carbon dioxide? Supplying oxygen to your blood? Is your digestive system working, taking in the nutrients? So the cells and all the organs in your body are still hard at work. Do we ever remember to be grateful for that? That's what it's supposed to do. So we nitpick our bodies. Oh, like, why would it just stop, you know, hurting? I hate it. It's so painful. I hate it. Or when we feel that the body kind of is not getting around the way it used to as we age, we hate it. Like, what's wrong with this body? This body, something's wrong with it. I need to fix it. How do I make it different? Make it better? Make it young again? We focus on that, we obsess over it. And of course, there are other ways we wage war on our body, because we obsess over what we don't like, what we think is not working. The whole time neglecting, overlooking all the things that's been working. Otherwise, we wouldn't be alive in this moment. So we can start with cultivating this gratitude to all the things that are working with our body. Even though maybe you get up and then you feel your knees in pain, it's like, well, at least my legs move. I can walk to my car. Right. Yeah, and they're in discomfort. So now this is the point, this is the time that's important to understand, to keep in mind. Some people think of cultivating gratitude as this, in this way, as like thinking that everything is perfect, nothing is wrong, as a way to willfully ignore things that might need attention. That will be an incorrect way to cultivate gratitude. That's why I talk about cultivating gratitude in the context of cultivating this total awareness. Gratitude does not mean that you don't notice there are things that need attention. So if you have, for example, Sabrina, you talk about, you notice, yeah, like, you know, I'm very tired, or like maybe actually you're feeling chills. Maybe that you know that you do need to do something to take care of the body. Maybe put on some more clothing, maybe get into something warm, drink something warm, to look after the body. Right? So in that moment, you notice that some part of the body needs attention, which is very different from getting all upset, obsessing over what we believe is not working with the body, and forgetting all that is also working. So cultivating gratitude requires us to cultivate this total awareness of everything. Everything that works, we remember to pay attention to it and to be grateful that, thank you, thank goodness. You know, my body is working, that allow me to carry on living this life. And, but there is this part, like, you know, that needs some attention. Let me take good care of it. It's a very different approach than constantly complaining about what is not working, only focusing on that and overlooking everything else. And so what that means is that the physical discomfort do not need to cause us so much suffering and vexations. Yeah, that's what's happening. That's part of the present moment reality. But that's not the whole thing. Because my body works. Most of it works. And there's this one part, I need to pay attention to it. And so it is your responsibility to look after your body. So you do what you can to look after it. And, you know, and if the discomfort continues, it's like, okay, we learn to live with it. If you know anyone who are elderly, they will tell you, like, my body hurts all day long. Every part of my body hurts. Yeah. So, and they learn to like put some, you know, do some stretching exercise and, you know, put some, like take some painkiller, and they learn to work with it, and it's like learn to live with that also. But that's not, and also learn to see that that's not all there is. Learning to be thankful that, yeah, at least I can walk. I can go take that walk. So I can share with you that that is one thing that I start doing in cultivating this gratitude. At the end of the day, we go back to our bed, very tired, and maybe we're upset about something, I don't know, like complaining. It's easy to fall into that mode. If we bring that upset mindset into our sleep, we might find it difficult to fall asleep. Our sleep will be disturbed. And we can learn to, at the moment we get rest our head on the pillow. To remember to cultivate gratitude of like, wow, I have a bed to sleep on. When was the last time you remember that not everyone had a bed and a pillow to sleep on at night? It's easy to take that for granted. We have a roof over our head. More likely, we complain about, oh, my house is not nice enough. But it's like, wow, grateful that there is this house that I can sleep in at night. I don't need to sleep outside to be battered by the elements. And our body is comfortable enough that allow me to sleep, lie down, and fall asleep. And if we, in that moment, we can cultivate this total awareness, this gratitude, by bringing up gratitude of all the things that is invisible, that we have taken for granted. Having a roof over our head, having a bed we can sleep on. And we can notice in the moment also maybe the ways we have caused ourselves suffering. Fretting, fussing over, oh, like my bed is not nice enough, or my house is not nice enough. Whatever it is that we complain constantly in our mind that we cause ourselves suffering. That doesn't mean that you don't, you know, if your bed is really falling apart, you know that, oh, okay, maybe I can go and buy a different one. But it's like you notice that how you are causing ourselves suffering. And notice what is sensible to do and what is really unnecessary vexations that we are creating. So we can practice in these way, in this way, in our daily life with our body. And we can expand from our relationship with our body and also into our relationship with ourselves. You might notice the tendency to sort of take for granted all the things you have accomplished, things that you have done in your life, and focus on what you had not been able to do. I'm a failure. I didn't have that. I didn't get that done. I didn't do that. I didn't accomplish that. So you can notice the same pattern of overlooking the many things that you have done, all the way from being able to be kind to some people from time to time, looking after things at work in a dutiful way, looking after people in your family the best you can, the things that you have done that's invisible for you, that you have taken for granted, that leads you to perhaps a rather harsh assessment of yourself, focusing, nitpicking all the things that you feel you haven't done well or you haven't accomplished. So like I said earlier, if we can practice cultivating this total awareness of our life, then it makes it possible for us to appreciate other people the same way, instead of nitpicking what they are not able to do. We begin to learn to appreciate all the things that they have done too. Cultivating gratitude of what they have done. So a good example, good place for us to start in our practice is if with our family member, think about how we relate to our family member, maybe our partner, our parents. parent, our children, or other people in our family. Notice how we cultivate, we have this habit of focusing on what they do that do not meet our expectation, that we are constantly trying to change and fix them, and overlooking, taking for granted everything that they have done quite well. Allow ourselves a moment to reflect on that. So, one common example, I've seen that actually, a parent come back home and it's like, first thing, what's that mess? Why didn't you pick up the toy here at that moment? And then it's like nagging. It's like, what's wrong with you? You're so irresponsible. And start that whole long period of yelling or complaining. And forgetting that this child went to school from the morning, went to a school, would be a fairly good student, and came home and did a good job in doing the homework, and maybe had some playtime. All those time that this kid was behaving as if it never happened in our mind. Taken for granted. So cultivating this gratitude in our mind that, yeah, remembering that they have done all these things. And yeah, this moment perhaps is a moment for us to remind them that they need to be responsible for picking up their toys. So cultivating gratitude is not about not seeing what can be done to improve. It's not about being willfully blind to things that need improving, but it's to cultivate a full view, total view of everything that works and things that also need some improvement. This can be taken to our relationship with our partner and our friends, right? So think about all the things that these other people do that annoy us, we ruminate over a lot, and that's all we can think of and remember about these people. And when we encounter those moments, we can use that as a way to remind ourselves to, how about other times that this person has been very helpful, have been kind to us, that we have completely overlooked because they just do it. They just do it. They do it and tell you and say, hey, see, I really did this for you. I was really nice to you, remember? They just did it. They were just there for us. That's why you felt so invisible. And we're so prone to taking it for granted. All the people who are there for us, we overlooked. And we can cultivate this awareness of all the people who are there for us and cultivate this gratitude to the fact that they're there for us. And when we do that, actually it allows us to feel much more connected to the world. When we fall into this habit of thinking, these people and they don't do what they're supposed to do, and then forgetting all the time that they were there for us, then we get into this mindset of thinking, I'm all alone, I'm just fighting, like just doing this all by myself. That is a distorted view. We're all co-creating this world. When you say that we create our reality, we co-create our reality. Everyone in our life co-create our world. Very often, they are playing roles that we don't see very clearly. But if we allow ourselves a moment to notice that, yeah, wow, we can cultivate this gratitude. They were doing that. Many, many, many people. So, for example, we think about people, one thing people like to complain about, especially in New Jersey, is driving on the road. Like, people are like, people are just so aggressive. That there's this person who would cut me off and this. So we only pay attention to the few aggressive drivers that cut us off and cause very dangerous situation. And forgetting to recognize that most people largely just drive okay. Most people. So they were all doing their part in being a decent driver, be a decently attentive driver. Because if people were not paying enough attention, we would not be alive today. Most people are fairly attentive enough when they're driving. So next time when we're sort of like complaining about, these people are not paying attention, it's like, yeah, that is what's happening. But also, most people on the road. So think of paying attention and doing a good job driving. So when we drive, we can use that as an opportunity to cultivate this gratitude. Thank you everyone for being a decent driver so we can all get to work, get home alive. That's invisible for us. We just take that for granted. Everyone's doing their best driving the car, like we are. And when we can remember that, then the moment when someone is being aggressive or cut us off, we are so angry, it's like, this person really in a hurry, we'll let them go first. They have their reason. That way, we can take this peace that we experience in the meditation everywhere we go. It does not need to only be the time we are on the cushion. This peace is coming from our awareness of everything, total awareness, our ability to appreciate everything that's working, everything, people who are doing their part that tend to be invisible to us, but nevertheless contributes to our well-being, to the way things are working. So we practice cultivating gratitude for that. And if you think about it, we do that work. People complain about work like a lot. That's the most common thing I hear people complain about. My boss or my coworker, or things are just so bureaucratic at work or so political at work. People have no shortage of things to complain about work. So when we are complaining about things at work, that will be an opportunity for us to cultivate this total awareness. It's like, am I focusing on just the thing that I'm not working, overlooking all the things, all the people who actually do their job, or other moments that our coworker or our boss are doing a fairly good job, perhaps? And we are obsessing over the few moments that they were not quite performing. Ask ourselves, we might find ourselves resisting to acknowledge that. Because we want to keep believing that our boss is evil, or we want to keep believing that our coworker is lazy and not pulling their weight. We want to believe that. When we attach ourselves to that belief, then we are blocking ourselves from seeing that there are times that they are doing their job, they're doing the work. So cultivating this open awareness of everything then allows us to experience the world and other people in a less black and white way. And grown people like myself, sometimes I make mistakes, right? And I make mistakes. So cultivating this gratitude of all the time, think about all the people we might be feeling, oh, our boss is so annoying, oh, my coworker, they don't do their job, they don't do their share. Well, how about also remembering that, thank goodness, they all come to work. Everyone coming to work, co-creating this workplace so that we have some place to go to work and make a living that is invisible to us, and we take that for granted. Cultivating this gratitude of, they may not be meeting your expectation, but at least they are doing what they're doing. And then they allow us to think about if there is something we can do within our ability to improve things, to encourage someone to do a better job, maybe to cooperate with them, to help them. And there might be time we realize that is not within your ability, maybe not within your authority to do something. You should notice that. It does not need to mean that you forget about the humanity of that person. You know that, that person, that they don't really do their job very well, but that does not need to mean that that person is evil or a lesser human being. It doesn't mean that they are not deserving of your respect or your treating them with kindness. So we can make our work life a little bit easier when we do not only obsess over and focus on all the things and people that we think are problems, by cultivating this open awareness of things that are invisible to us and be grateful rather than taking them for granted. And if we think along the line, we can also practice with thinking about the world and the society around us. When I read Master Shenyan's discussion of cultivating gratitude, the first thing he talked about is gratitude to our country. The country that we live in. Now, that's not what we often do, because our society, especially in the world of news reporting, conditioned us into focusing on these are all the things that are not working. These are the problems. These are the problems. These are the problems. So that we are definitely conditioned in a big way to only focus on things that are not working. To the degree that people believe that nothing's working, our government is totally in a mess. Nothing is working. And there's nothing we can do. Now, this is a very dangerous way of thinking. That's why some people decide that they need to take very drastic measure, acting in ways that can involve a great deal of violence, because they believe that. And this is a good time, good way, good opportunity for us to cultivate open awareness of noticing what works. I remember a few years ago, I applied to renew my passport. I renewed my passport, and it was like, I think 2 days, it came back. I was like super amazed that our government is very efficient, actually. You like can send in the application to renew, and then it comes back without hitch. You can practice to notice all the things that are actually working quite well. Look, millions of Americans receive this Social Security check every month that they rely on to live their life. And so while we live in this world surrounded by messages telling us things about our country that focus on what doesn't work, we can also cultivate this awareness of things that are working. People who are willing to help strangers. There's a lot of wonderful things that are happening that we need to cultivate gratitude for. So again, it's important to remember that cultivating gratitude does not mean that we force ourselves to believe that everything is perfect, everything is wonderful, nothing is wrong. No, that would be doing some violence to ourselves to try. We know something is not quite right, and something needs to be done. But that does not mean that we cannot be grateful for all the things that are working well. At least the effort people are making to try to make it better. If we do not cultivate this gratitude, we are falling into the habit of taking it for granted. And actually cultivating this mentality of being very harsh or dismissive of others. It's like you really try, instead of cultivating this gratitude, like, you know, grateful for the effort that you tried, instead of giving up or not bothering at all. If we insist on not seeing that, then we are perpetuating the habit of dismissing others. And this is why it's so important to cultivate the gratitude within ourselves. Some of you were quite discouraged or expressed this concern that my meditation doesn't seem to be improving, or my mind has a lot of thoughts, there's a lot of scattered thoughts, and it's quite important in our practice to acknowledge our effort to stay with the practice. Noticing the thought arising, and I try to come back to the method, and I'm staying here. The fact that you were doing meditation for 50 minutes from the beginning of the hour, that's something. That's something. The fact that you come back and you go back to your cushion, every time you go back to your cushion, that is something. Remember to cultivate this appreciation that you are still doing this. You are still trying. You're still making the effort instead of not bothering, giving up altogether. That is something. So our mindset of thinking that, oh, if there's no result, there is no success, then I don't care, as if nothing has happened. That is a toxic mindset that keeps us from being able to appreciate the process, that in the process you have tried, you've learned something, and that's what the practice is. And so we can make use of the practice, the process of the practice, to cultivate this capacity of recognizing that, yeah, this moment, I notice the mind drifted, and then I remember to come back. That's pretty good. And mind drifts off again. And I come back. And when we practice that way, we are actually cultivating this capacity of noticing everything that's going on. The moment the mind's on the method, the moment the mind drifts off. Everything. Not just focusing on the fact that the mind drifts off and that's a problem. And I'm no good. That's a distorted view. That's a distorted view. The total awareness is like, yeah, moment after moment. Sometimes the mind's on the method. Sometimes the mind drifts off. Sometimes the mind is calm. Sometimes it's scattered. So cultivate this appreciation and gratitude that we are doing this. And that also allow ourselves to see, yeah, like, let me see what I can do to be able to practice staying with the method more. So as we practice this way, we do not cultivate this dismissive attitude, taking for granted things that have happened. We allow us to treat ourselves with this gentle kindness, which then allows us to interact with others with the same understanding, being able to empathize with their effort to continue to do their best. That's what we are all doing, is to do our best given the current causes and conditions. So I hope this helps you sort of take this with you to think about how you can cultivate this total awareness of what happens in your daily life with yourself and your family, the work, as part of this society, and in process, and at the very least, it will reduce the amount of agony if you're always thinking, focusing on things that don't work, generating a lot of aversion. That's a lot of suffering. So being able to notice, oh yeah, these are things that work. It's really like people who are able to notice the roses when they take a walk. Notice the things, the beauty of the world as well, and cultivate the gratitude. Do you have any question?
Yeah, I have a question, I'm sorry. I have a lot of questions, but I'm curious. This way of thinking, right, where we always see the negative in things, and it's a conditioning, right? But for instance, Buddha, he was given everything. He was given happiness, love, joy, wealth. He had everything. So he was conditioned. Is it possible to be conditioned to be set in a mind frame where you don't see negativity in life, right? Because then he was all happy, he was joyful and everything, so he went outside and he saw negativity. And then he noticed the suffering. So it's like our human nature to be that way, right? Something we can do about it. I mean, why is it like that? And why are we programmed to only see
or focus on the bad things in our life versus being grateful for the positive good things in our life?
You say that it's our human nature. I think different people are conditioned differently. There's some people, we call them the optimist. If you have those people, then they always, they are super optimistic. They can only think about the upside. Think about people who really believe that technology is going to cause all our problems. What it is that they fail to see that it can also generate new problems. So what we're saying that, so here we are talking about a practice of not just only focusing, only seeing what's positive or only seeing negative. It's like everything. It's a much more nuanced view. So we have a tendency to program ourselves to only see one side, either the positive or the negative, whatever, like, or other ways to frame it. Some people, they're very negative. They only focus on all the things that are not going to work. If you tell them a suggestion, they will tell you, this is not going to work. They can tell you all the problems. They cannot see how it will work, and if it works, all the good that you can do. Right. Some people, the person come up with a proposal, they can only think about all the things that it's going to work and not be able to see maybe the side effect. So the cultivation of total awareness is like see everything. Yeah, like it, so that you can see that you will notice that everything, every solution or every policy that we create will have the plus and minuses. So we can see that, there are people who are very passionately lobbying for a certain solution because they believe that they only see all the positives. So we can see that, it has positives, but it will also have drawback. It affects people differently. So this is the cultivation of wisdom through this clarity to see that, okay, and basically we are choosing the solution and know that, yeah, this is not going to be perfect, but it will be good enough for now, across this condition. So it's a more, it's a mindset that is more in sync with really the reality of all of us human beings, flawed human beings living together. Instead of believing that, oh, we have find this, perfect solution that, like, if we do this, nothing will be a problem. No, it's like we're just trying to increase happiness and reduce suffering. Yeah.
I really appreciate, I'm grateful that you brought to my attention about the invisible. Mm-hmm. Because I just went by you saying that, I realized that you're right. I never see what my anyone in your life, my husband does for me. He does a lot. I only tend to see what he doesn't do or the bad things, but I'm grateful. I was just thinking about it. I'm very happy that you mentioned that, because I'm going to be home. I'm going to look at him in a different light. I'm like, wow, you left me. Thank you. I'm going to start saying thank you more. So I really appreciate it. I really love that. Thank you so much for that. But I have another question about the mind thing. When you said that you notice the mind going away, you notice your mind goes. So is it possible to be in a moment where you have no mind? Is that the mind that you notice when your thoughts or you're distracted? That's your mind that you notice. So is it possible to be in the no mind? What happens when you're like with no thoughts and you're at the peace and the bliss? Is your mind there, or is your mind always there,
Your mind's always here, and the term no mind, no mind refers to there's no fixed mind. The mind doesn't take a fixed form. So when we have this attachment to I'm practicing in order to feel the mind being a certain way, that is maybe the idea that there is no thought, that's what I'm going for. That's why I was saying earlier how that is causing you suffering, the idea that mind has to be a certain way. And it's like, well, right now there's scattered, that's what it is. And then it's like, no, there's no thought. That's not fine.
So the mind can be peaceful and calm. It's always the mind.
Whatever is happening,
okay.
Whatever is happening, you're at peace.
All the time.
Rather than, I can only be at peace if there's no thought. oh, you're in trouble now. Like, you know, you're setting yourself up. So whatever's happening, it's okay. It's okay meaning that, yeah, this is what's happening. And being fully engaged means like, okay, if causes and conditions allow me to do something, to help, to do something, I do it. Do it full-heartedly.
Yeah. Sometimes the minds and the thoughts are connected to emotions, right? So you're like, you're in a, you're placed in a good place, you're meditating your thoughts, but you might have a thought that being a negative thought that caused you a lot of suffering. Like, you're supposed to just accept it, right? Accept it and just try and let it keep going like a cloud. But what about when the emotions come? Like, do you accept those too and let them, absorb them and just feel them? What do you do with the emotions that come after those thoughts that you're trying to avoid?
Thank you, yeah. Like, that's one of the most common thing is that there are these difficult emotions that we don't want to feel it, like maybe sadness or anger or fear. And so it's almost like this boogeyman, like, oh, I just don't want to feel it. And allowing it to surface, it's like, oh, okay, it's like a cloud. And then it's there, you feel it, you experience it fully. It's like, you know, it's a body, you feel it. And then you see, you feel it dissipates. It's like a wave, like, oh, and then go.
Like
and
waves.
Then you notice the emotion as it is, which is sort of like coming together of sort of your brain cells firing and your hormones and your emotion, your body coming together and then coming with an image of a memory or something, and then it goes away and dissipates. Mm. Yeah. I see that Cindy is waiting for us to get wrapped up. Sorry to take you a few minutes afternoon, and I'm going to hand things over to Cindy. Yeah, thank you.